Pakistani aircraft pounded Taliban positions in the Swat Valley today as thousands of people took advantage of a break in a curfew to flee from the region. A February peace pact aimed at ending Taliban violence in Swat has collapsed, and yesterday the military launched assaults in the outskirts of the region's main town of Mingora.
President Asif Ali Zardari of Pakistan assured U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington yesterday of nuclear-armed Pakistan's commitment to defeating al-Qaeda and its allies. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates today said he was personally very satisfied with the Pakistani government and military's response to the Taliban advance, and that there was very little chance of the militants gaining control of Pakistan's nuclear weapons.
As a result of the intensified fighting, tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing their homes in the Swat Valley, streaming into refugee camps and crowding hospitals. The International Committee of the Red Cross is working with the refugees and today warned the humanitarian crisis in northwestern Pakistan is worsening.
Sebastian Brack of the ICRC in Islamabad told us his organization cannot access the war zone.
This is actually an intensification of a crisis which already existed. I mean, no one knows for certain how many people were displaced last week, but figures range anywhere between 150,000 to 200,000 people. So whatever happens this week as a result of this new fighting in Swat will simply be an added burden. I mean, as far as the ICRC is concerned, I mean, we can mobilize huge resources within a relatively small time. But the problem will be to be able to access the victims in the hardest hit areas. And that very much depends on the security situation. Now, the ICRC, I think, has a particular niche because we have a special dialogue with both sides, both with the armed opposition and the army. And they've all accepted that we have an important humanitarian role to play in those areas. It's just that right now, when the fighting is as bad as it is, they can't guarantee our security. So what our aim is to be able to move back into those areas where we were working until just 2 weeks ago, as quickly as possible, as soon as the fighting dies down a bit.